The theme to Hockey Night in Canada, that can mean only one thing. Our Canadian correspondent Vaughn Palmer is on the ice. He's a columnist for the Vancouver Sun, and he reports each week on goings-on north of the border. Vaughn, welcome back.
Hi, Ross.
I want to talk about this outbreak of avian flu up there in the Vancouver, British Columbia area. I understand it's led to seven countries banning imports of Canadian poultry. Tell us more.
Well, they don't have it under control yet. We're expecting a briefing later today, but the number of farms that are now under a kind of quarantine and the area of the province that is subject to controls on moving birds is growing. About 150,000 birds that are being destroyed by people in hazmat suits and burned. And they're saying this is an unusually virulent strain of avian flu. So, they're taking what steps they can. It's not nearly as bad as the big outbreak 10 years ago, but it's pretty disturbing.
Can avian flu jump to humans?
No. Well, they say it can anyway. So I only know what I'm told in these briefings we get every day, but they say no. The concern is much more infecting other bird populations. And, you know, I see the Humane Society is out with a statement today pointing out that this is partly the vulnerability associated with these outbreaks is tied to factory farming. The great concern is that if it gets into the population in a place, these very concentrated farms, factories, really, all the birds get infected and then they get spread to somewhere else.
I mentioned seven countries have banned imports of Canadian poultry about concerns about this avian flu outbreak. Is the United States one of them?
Not yet. It hasn't happened. I shouldn't say yet. The Canadian and American authorities work very closely together. The countries that have banned it are not major importers of chickens from Canada and Turkey, so it doesn't have a huge economic impact. The real economic impact is the number of birds that are just being destroyed.
Canadian correspondent Vaughn Palmer is our guest. Canada, part of the Commonwealth, Queen Elizabeth, your sovereign, but I understand the new mayor of Victoria has refused to take an oath of allegiance to Her Majesty. Why not?
What was she thinking? So Lisa Helps is the new mayor of Victoria. She narrowly elected 89 votes. There may be a place in Canada that has a larger number of monarchists than Victoria, but I don't know what it would be. I mean, anyone who's come here knows about afternoon tea and the double-decker buses and the little bit of ye old England all over the place and you know, the city is, after all, named after a British monarch. So I'm not sure what Lisa Helps was thinking in passing, deliberately excluding the oath of allegiance to Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors. But she has generated a massive amount of publicity for herself. She's half apologizing, Ross. She's saying she's sorry if anyone was offended. She didn't really mean to slight the monarch. She was just trying to bring things up to date and modernize it. And anyway, she's got some explaining to do, and she's still busy explaining this week. She's been getting media interview requests from right across the country, and I suspect eventually right across the Commonwealth.
So she half apologized, but she's still not swearing allegiance to Queen Elizabeth?
No, and it's optional. I mean, this is the odd thing about it, right? We've now done a survey, the media here in the provincial capital, and found out that it was never part of the oath of office in some of the neighboring municipalities. So it's one of those things where if it had never been something that the mayor of Victoria did in the first place, it wouldn't be an issue. It was because she consciously chose to exclude it and then chose to make an issue of it. She talked initially about how, well, her allegiance was more to the citizens of Victoria, and she was concerned about the way that First Nations and Native Canadians had been treated by the monarchy. And, you know, she sort of talked herself into a fair amount of trouble with it. Anyway, there she is. You know, it's one of those things. She's mayor for 4 years. You learn from your mistakes early on. You move on. There will be other issues going forward. But when you've only won by 89 votes in a city that takes the Queen pretty darn seriously, You probably made a big political mistake.
And how about Her Majesty? Any reaction from Buckingham Palace to this affront?
Buckingham Palace, I think, is probably more worked up that the basketball player that touched Princess Kate, the Duchess of Cambridge, last night in New York, although the royals seem to have gotten a better reception in New York than the monarchy got here in Victoria last week.
Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun. He talks to us each week about issues in Canada. Thank you so much for joining us, Vaughn.
Bye-bye, Ross.
This is The Record on KUOW.